Alaska lawmakers are being polled today to see if there is enough support to call themselves into special session to deal with a coastal management program. Senate President Kodiak Republican Gary Stevens sent out the email to lawmakers. Senator Stevens was not available today, but Senate Majority Leader Anchorage Republican Kevin Meyer says if enough lawmakers agree, the session would be held next week on May 31st and would take only a day or two. The coastal management program will end by June 30th unless lawmakers and the governor pass legislation that keeps it going. Meyer says the House version passed unanimously, but the Senate tried to tweak it a bit.
Apparently we modified it too much because the House then, you know, wouldn't agree to our changes, and hence the bill died. So I think what's going to happen is that we're going to find some compromise or even use what the House has already passed. Because, again, as far as we're concerned, the Senate, something is better than nothing.
Meyer says Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman and Nome Senator Donnie Olson are working to craft a compromise in the hope that lawmakers can quickly pass a bill.
And it's my understanding that they were willing to pretty much accept what the House had passed initially. So, again, if that's truly the case, then this should be a fairly easy process, assuming we can get 40 people to agree to come back to do it.
It takes a two-thirds majority of the legislature to call a special session. The governor could also call lawmakers back to deal with the issue, but he would have to give them 30 days' notice, so it would have to have happen within the next few days to make the deadline before the ACMP dies. Anchorage Democrat Senator Bill Willikowski has been urging action on the law. He says the program has existed for more than 30 years, and if it expires, Alaska, with more coastline than all other states combined, would be the only coastal state not to have a program in place. Willikowski says the program allows the state and coastal communities to have a formal seat at the table and impacts federal development on everything from timber in the Tongass to oil and gas development in the Chukchi and Beaufort Sea. It's also tied to millions in federal funds. He says the Federal Deep Water Port Act requires the state to have a coastal management program before a port for resource development could be built.
Without ACMP, oil and gas operators will not have the option to develop an offshore deep water port, which could significantly impair their operations. So this will have a significant impact on oil and gas exploration in Alaska. It'll have a significant impact on other development, mining, timber, and it'll also take away coastal communities' ability to have public comment on a formal place at the table.
Willikowski says he believes a compromise can be achieved quickly and lawmakers would not have to be in Juneau for long. But he says if the streamlined process goes away for permitting and the state and local communities lose the ability to be involved, everyone loses.
Lose situation for the developers. It's a lose situation for local communities. It's a lose situation for the state. We lose anywhere between 30 and 120 employees in the state. We lose millions of dollars of federal funds. We lose the ability to get additional federal funds that may be available through other federal legislation. We lose the ability to get a deep water port. So no one wins in the loss of this program, in my opinion.
Senator Myers says the hope is that a decision regarding the special session can be made by tomorrow.